brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live, and we are now 24 hours into this historic transmission. It is the Infowars.com Money Bomb 2012. This is the fifth annual. It's listener-motivated 5 years ago. Listener started a money bomb and said, hey, you should expand what you're doing. And we were about 10 crew members there. Now we're more than 50, and we reach, I don't know, four or five times what we did in the past. And I just want to say the crew has done an absolutely amazing job, and all of you that have donated at InfoWars, MoneyBomb.com, you've done an incredible job. I want to thank you all. Gerald Celente is coming up, kicking off the first hour of the radio show, because it's radio show is 3 to 4 hours long every day. That's 4 hours actually on the satellite. We don't always do 4 hours, but the point is that we're here. We're live. It is the 19th day of October 2012, a very upsetting interview with David Icke for almost 2 hours that I just came off of, and it mentally is taxing to hear that information, but it's painful because so much of what he's getting into with the Jerry Sandusky and other top BBC, you know, hosts and people caught in giant pedophile networks connected to the royal family, mainstream news, I mean, it's just confirming everything. Prince Charles saying basically he's Dracula reincarnated. I mean, it's just all, it's way too crazy. And it's all right there. And you've got you know, this Jimmy Savile, the guy that helped children in England, who was an obvious pervert, weirdo, said, called the kids little slaves, sordid boast at the dark truth about a friend, Jimmy Savile, by the biographer who tried to unmask him, and now it's all coming out. It just absolutely blows me away that we've let evil people get in the positions of power. That's why you end up getting human sacrifice in every culture. It's because the very, very worst get into control. And they just seek to do absolutely horrible things. And now all the wars and the torture and the secret arrest and the warrantless wiretapping and the all of it coming to a head. By the way, we covered the headline yesterday. Joseph Stiglitz has come out, the Nobel Prize winner, and said Europe's in a depression. I thought Gerald Celente and I were pessimist porn dealers for pointing out this was happening. So more and more of it is all admitted, and they're really gearing up towards Iran. They've cut off the Iranian cable network in Europe. All the previous saber rattling, that didn't happen. So that's a big sign, and you've got the big proxy war to bring down Syria. Then they go into Iran. That's always been the plan. It looks like we're headed into very serious times, whether it's this year or early next year. It's all happening. You know, Max Keiser, who's joining us later in the day, in the third hour, he says it'll all basically implode by April, but you could have cities burning and you know, whatever. And then the news would say, you know, unemployment's at 0% and government loves you and everything's fine. This is the greatest time of your life. I mean, they could be lowering your dead kid into a coffin in the ground and they'd say, look, your child's dancing beautifully. You know, it's just all pure lies shoveled at us, an empire of lies by a bunch of control freaks and Jerry Sandusky types running around having their way with us. I mean, I personally have had enough. I personally have had enough on so many fronts that I don't even know, you know, what to say anymore. It's just over the top, and we're going to be talking with Gerald Celente, who's been gracious enough to join us coming up in a moment. We need to buy some better TV boards. The ones we have don't work too well. They're not even really prosumer. That's going to cost a lot of money. I need to get the satellite uplinks and a bunch of other equipment, and that stuff's for like $500,000. So that's why we're having InfoWars Money Bomb. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and 48 hours. And again, thank you all for donating. It's really important for people to go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and donate or buy the products and videos and things, T-shirts that are for sale. That also goes towards the Money Bomb at InfoWarsShop.com or call 888-253-3139. It's Friday, 48-hour transmission. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
You live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live, and we're going to be here for another 24 hours. We just did 24 hours of continuous live transmission, except for a few special reports that we've premiered here on air and some of the past reports. Incredible job to everybody from Congressman Walter Jones, Greg Palast, Sean Stone, John Rappaport, Mike Adams, Webster Tarpley, George Norrie, James Wesley Rawls, Linda West, and all their guests, Jakari Jackson, Russell Dowden, Dan Bedondi, Syrian Girl, Rob Dude, David Icke. And now that takes us up. We're going to do the Ask Alex later with Christy, because we ran over with David Icke. Gerald Celente, Michael Bagnarik, Max Kaiser, Joseph Farah, Amber Lyon, Larry Pinkney, John B. Wells, Darren McBreen, David Knight, David Ortiz, Dan Bedondi, Paul Watson, Lord Christopher Monckton, Joel Skousen, and a bunch of others. You know, it's funny. I never called Billy Corrigan or anybody else of the celebrities I know to get them on during the show. I just got too busy. But then Billy Corrigan, just now getting on a plane, I don't know, he didn't say don't tell people this, but I'm trying to get him on when he gets off the plane. He says, "Hey, Alex, it's Billy. I'm at an airport in St. Louis. The TSA is doing random pat-downs as people are getting on the plane. Five agents just pulled people out of line. Full body. The people look in total shock. Agents all stone-faced and looking at everybody suspiciously awful." Yeah, and they yell freeze, and when you I've seen this when someone has a Burger King drink and they're standing at the line, it's handed to them, and they go, "Let me see that," and they stick a thing in it. We've shown video of Starbucks coffee them doing it, but I've seen it with a Burger King in an airport. Was it Atlanta? I forget. The point is, we've all seen this, and it's all about total domination and control. And the TSA, psychologists have said it's teaching kids to let pedophiles touch them. You know, the test touch they do, the Sanduskies do. And it's just total domination. It's a total lack of domination. Now, listen, we covered this yesterday. It's all over the news. Nobel Prize winning for economics, Joseph Stiglitz, former head of the World Bank, chief economist there, says, hey, you know, it's a depression in Europe. It's going global. Wow, Gerald Sunday's been saying that for 4.5 years. So have I. But they said we left the recession 4 years ago and everything's great. Wow, did you see those new unemployment numbers? Oh, yeah. I mean, it is literally ridiculous. I mean, they could tell us the moon is made out of, you know, licorice next or Swiss cheese. And here is Gerald Celente of the Trends Journal, trendsresearch.com, joining us. And again, hands down, he is everybody's favorite guest. So you want him, you got him. Right here, and we don't do pre-interviews. It's whatever he basically wants to cover and, you know, points I want to ask. But Gerald, I just got to ask you. I mean, it's coming to a head with the TSA. They're now at highway checkpoints taking people into trailers and grabbing their genitals. I mean, I don't fly now, basically, unless I have to because of it. I won't fly with my wife and kids because I can't put up with it. And now they've got army checkpoints popping up, not just drills everywhere. I mean, we're going into martial law. They're just not going to call it that. Jumbotron's going up at Mall of America, Walmart saying don't trust anyone but Big Sis. Obama announcements to people's phones. I mean, we are going into a science fiction system. Why is the ruling class turning the heat up 1,000 times? I mean, this is just, I feel like I'm in fantasy land right now.
Well, we said when the crash began in the panic of 08 that we said that after all of the recovery failed, they would take us to war. And taking us to war takes its shape in different ways. And the war now is to control the people. Look at the numbers that just came out 2 days ago. Oh, violent crime is up 18%. What a shock. Blow me away. How could that have happened? You know my saying, when people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And by the way, before we go on, I want to thank you so much for all you're doing, for how hard you and your team are working and how dedicated you all are. And I'm listening to that lineup of guests that you have. And there's nothing in any of the media, mainstream or otherwise, that could match a ticket like that. And so thank you very much for what you're doing. And it also came into my mind about 4 years ago, that you did that expose on Obama when everyone was still drinking the Kool-Aid called the Obama deception. And I encourage everyone to take a look at that, because it fit right in with our motto, the signature of the Trends Journal, history before it happens. And that's what you did with the Obama deception. With myself and others that were on there, we showed the history of how this would play out when he just started playing the role as commander in chief. And then, before I answer your question, please, after I get off the air, we'd like to also contribute to keeping this money bomb growing so you could have the best equipment, the best satellite hookups, and get this message around the world. Because as Joseph Stiglitz said, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, yeah, it's crashing over there in Europe. No kidding. I would have never guessed. Couldn't be because they have 25% unemployment in Greeks. No. Couldn't be because 80,000 people took to the streets yesterday in Greece protesting again, the fourth one this month. No, that had nothing to do with it. Couldn't be because of those millions of Spanish that are taking to the streets virtually weekly, circling the parliament because of the poverty that's being imposed upon them, the money grab being taken from them and given to the banks. No, no, that would have nothing to do with the depression. They only have 25% unemployment. Officially, over 50% unemployment for the young people in the country. So the whole system is collapsing around the world. Oh, I forgot. The wars in Libya. You remember that humanitarian mission? Hey, I saw the commander-in-chief yucking it up with John Stewart. I didn't watch it. I only watched the clip. Yeah. The commander-in-chief sitting on a cheap two-bit clown show talking about foreign policy. Would you imagine Eisenhower sitting there? That's how low the bar has fallen in America. And check it out. Obama says about Libya and the problems that they had, we're going to fix it. Oh, yeah, you're going to fix it. Hey, just like you fixed it in Afghanistan with the 30,000 troops that you sent over there. And what did they do? Oh, they got killed, a lot of them, wiped out a lot of people. Oh, it didn't make the front page of the toilet paper of record yesterday. It was buried on page 12. They killed another three little Afghan children. But who cares? Because it's the presidential reality show. So the whole thing is collapsing, and what are they doing? They're distracting us at every moment. Last week it was Big Bird. This week it's about Romney's binder. And no one is speaking about the issues. Both of these little boys are just going on all the talk shows, all the yucking it up. I love the way they laugh. And we're criticizing Biden for his behavior when he was debating Ryan, you know, the Cheshire cat against the mouse. That's what it looked like to me. And here's Biden. Check it out. Go to the look at the dinner that Obama, the Al Smith dinner, and Romney were out yesterday. And you see the picture now. I used to work in politics. That's what they do. They're a bunch of phonies. It's always, and all the stooges around them laugh on cue. So it takes it to the bigger level about you talking about all these leaders in all these different positions that are leading us to destruction. It's the same in Germany with that Merkel. It's the same over there in Spain with Rajoy. It's the same over there in Italy with Tricard Monti. It's the same everywhere. It's the club, and they're destroying us. And the big news today that, hey, we got to talk about Romney's binder. Oh, and I love the other one, his boy Tag. I love the names, Mitt Tag. Yeah, you're it. He was going to come down there swinging. Oh, yeah, swinging at Obama. What was he going to do, toss a swing at him? These guys never fought a day in their lives. All they are big mouths, so it's not making the news. Just a minor little story. Doesn't make much difference. They just did a deal today, in Europe, in Brussels. It's happened. The banking systems have merged. They have now taken control, sovereign control, over all of the banks throughout Europe and have now put it under the one bank in Brussels. Now it's a new central bank. There is a new world order. Now, it's not the Illuminati. You don't have to go find it someplace hiding. It's in front of everybody's eyes, Alex. The new world order is the banking order. It's an old world order. They kind of try to cover it up, and they're covering it up again. This is not news that's making the news.
And as you said, it's in the paper, but in the back of it, it's like, oh, yeah, and now the country's all sovereignty will be given to the private bank. And that's the way it is. And you're going to take your taxes and pay it to foreign bankers and tell you how lazy you are. How's that sound? And they call it a world government and brag they've conquered us. And the Rothschilds and Rockefellers, as you know, Financial Times has reported, they just merged their holdings. So it's a global government, global merger happening right now. We'll be back with Gerald Celente. Stay with us.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The health-restoring product you're about to hear about is not sold in retail stores, so get ready to write down a website. RNA Drops is an amazing, revolutionary product that is bringing thousands relief from stress, anxiety, depression, COPD, arthritis, high blood sugar, cysts, hair loss in men and women, joint and back pain, heart function, blood pressure, digestive conditions, headaches, and much more. Ready for the website? Remember, RNA Drops is not sold locally, and for a very limited time, you can get a free sample through this website, rnafreesample.com. Pay only shipping and handling for a 30-day supply. I'll repeat that. It's rnafreesample.com or text RNA to 67076. RNA Drops are 100% natural, 100% vegan, safe at every level with no known side effects. So go to rnafreesample.com or text RNA to 67076. Restore your equilibrium and experience stress relieving power with RNA Drops, the chemical-free superfood.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Gentlemen, we are back live here. Gerald Celente with us 5 minutes to the next hour. He is the editor and publisher of the Trends Research Journal. And you can visit his site at, what, trendsjournal.com or trendsresearch.com. It's excellent. And we're doing the Money Bomb. Not my idea 5 years ago. Listeners did it, and it helped us get extra capital to move into a bigger office and expand studios. And we're now 5 years later. We don't reach $3 million a week. We reach about $15 million one way or another. And now we want to do free-to-air satellites so people all over the world can get the nightly news and other shows and news vignettes that we know we can get on TV stations, not just here but all over the world. People in major cable systems in Europe and England and also in the U.S. already download the nightly show that PrisonPlanet.tv viewers see. And they edit it and put it out on their own cable system. So it's just going to explode once we do this. Very, very excited and working towards it. But again, we don't have big globalist sponsorship. We don't have banker bailout money like MSNBC where they take your money and then give it to them or give it to energy companies. Gerald, continuing how big a deal this is. You got the Rothschilds and Rockefellers merging. That happened a month ago, a sign that the whole world's coming together under this. They're announcing a banking dictatorship worldwide. They're butchering our liberties. How does Iran tie into that and the storm clouds there? And what do you see happening in the election?
Well, on Iran, I have to tell you, I'm quite upset about what I just saw. In Florida, they're running ads, campaign ads, featuring Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, warning about that red line, and no one's to tell Israel that they have a red light, and how Iran's this great threat. I want to read to you a quote from our Autumn Trends Journal. It just went out last week. Mr. Prime Minister, you want a crude, rude, unprecedented, reckless, and risky intervention into the U.S. elections. Who are you trying to replace? The administration in Washington or that of Tehran? That, Alex, was from Shaul Mofaz, the head of Israel's Kadima party. That's the second major party. Could you imagine that a foreign power is injecting themselves into our American election? Where are the prostitutes saying what an outrage this is, that somebody should be running ads and telling us that we have to support Israel unconditionally? This is running on, and I'm going to make this clear, I'm not an anti-Semite. I'm not in favor of supporting anybody outside of America. I'm Italian. That's where my money would go first, but I don't want it going there either. So to have this going on, so where is the election going? It's right at the wire. We had changed our forecast. We had believed that Obama was going to win. Now we don't know, and I'll tell you why. Because it's all about performance. Look at what happened. Obama bombed. He was lackluster in the first debate. Boom! His poll numbers shot down. Why? Because it's the presidential reality show. There is no substance. So the second debate, he does better. His poll numbers move up. What did he say of substance? What did Romney say of substance in the last debate? How about nothing? There was one guy, Obama, trying to defend a track record that's undefensible. And then we have Romney with a plan that has no plan. So here's what the campaign debates have come down to. They get asked a question, and then what they do is they repeat the question, and after they repeat the question, they go, and kick into the same damn campaign speech we've been hearing over and over for over a year. So all it is about is performance. Look at the language that they use after that so-called debate that was hosted by Candy Crowley from the Cartoon News Network, CNN, featuring Mouse Blitzer, ACDC 180, and the rest of the clown crew.
Stay there. Long segment coming up. Gerald Celente, and I've been up for more than 24 hours, so I'm a little dingy. It's trendsresearch.com and trendsjournal.com. TrendsResearch.com and TrendsJournal.com, invaluable. And you get the magazine there as well. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente to get into where he sees things going now.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Gerald Celente of the Trends Research Center, TrendsResearch.com, and publisher of the Trends Journal, joins us. And I love the new cover of the new journal that just came out. It's a guy in a suit with a presidential-looking tie, the dark suit with two heads. And the two-headed ogre, of course, is Romney and Obama. And never before have there been so little differences between these two guys. Gerald, look, everything you saw coming many years ago, you know, been a best-selling author for several decades of forecasting trends. I mean, I guess, what is it, number one New York Times bestseller before? You've really proven that you understand where things are going because you've worked as a consultant, you worked, I guess, as a lobbyist, you've worked in government, you've, you know, been a successful author, you've done so many different things. Where do you see it going specifically now that so much of what you've broken down has now been accurate, fine-tuning or looking out into the future? More and more it looks like the really bad scenarios where we're going instead of just the nasty scenario, really bad. Really serious. And you've got a general decadence in a lot of people. They're still hardworking, decent people that aren't criminals that are holding up society. government is becoming more and more insane and unaccountable. I saw a case yesterday. In fact, guys, I printed it. Will you just type in child suspended iPad? And the children were suspended, a bunch of them in the class. It was in the Huffington Post and other places, because the teacher's iPhone synced with the class iPads they had and saw her breath that she'd sent her boyfriend. And they said, well, you still shouldn't have seen it, even though it's our fault. She's not in trouble. You're in trouble. Or here in Austin, the people call 911 because their husband, you know, the father's having a seizure. And cops get there first because they send a fire truck and, you know, all this stuff now. And they get there and they go, stop having a seizure, and start tasering him till he had a heart attack. Well, the guy was unconscious. And they're not getting in trouble. I mean, I saw an article out of England where it was like a, you know, almost 80-year-old guy who had a stroke, no criminal record, a scientist with a white cane who's blind, can barely walk, and the police didn't say halt, stop, anything. They just tasered him. And they said, well, that's okay. I mean, it's a bunch of sadist and crazy people in charge now. They're pushing out any good people, and it's just getting crazier and crazier by the minute. And I just don't see where it's going to go from this point. I've seen other civilizations go through decadent cycles. They're nothing like this, because technology is going to allow fraud to go so much further. I'm not against technology, but it does have that manifestation that, I mean, I just can't believe everything that we've basically broken down is so accurate, and that if there's any criticism of you or I and other experts we have on, because I have people on that are accurate and piercing and you know, have records of being accurate, not, you know, not establishment liars. But still, it's sick to be right. So, I mean, you get the gist of what I'm saying. It's just a marvel at what we're witnessing.
No, we've never seen anything like it. And again, you know, I'm talking about, I call it the presidential reality show. What American could be proud to be an American after watching these debates? This is it? An empty suit and a stuffed shirt? An emperor with no clothes and a vulture capitalist that craves power? Listen to what Eisenhower said. That any man that seeks the presidency is either a egomaniac or crazy. You don't seek this. You like a George Washington. They want you. You don't go seek it. Romney's been running forever. Is Obama really playing president? I mean, this cat's out there with his sleeves rolled up every damn day doing a campaign gig. You and I know, I mean, we're running businesses. You can't do this. Who the hell's running his show? You got a whole country to run, and this guy's on the campaign trail. It's so serious, but people refuse to see it for what it is. As I mentioned, when you looked at that debate, that so-called debate the other night, and look at all of the coverage, all it was about, you know, Obama came out swinging. It was, you know, it was bitter from the beginning, and fighting and blah, 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 blah. But how about the policies? What did they talk about? What did they say that they were going to do? And there's not a dime's worth of difference. I can make a point to prove it. Romney comes out and says, more clean coal. Oh, clean coal. Great. That's like being almost pregnant, isn't it? I got enough. More fracking. And Obama hasn't opened up enough public lands. I'm going to open it up for more fracking. Oh, and more opening up of those pristine areas for drilling, and get that pipeline running down there from the tar sands through Canada. What does Obama do? He one-ups him. He calls out Romney for closing down a coal-burning plant when he was governor of Massachusetts. So this is what we have. When it comes to more war, each one talks tougher than the other. So when you're saying where is the nation going, it's right in front of us. It's going down the crapper by two little boys that try to play tough out there on the stage that couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag. And this fat mouth Romney, I've had it with him, talking about bombing this country, bombing that country, while Romney spent 2 years running away from the draft in Vietnam, missionary Mitt in France. Imagine being a Mormon missionary in wine-drinking, cigarette-smoking, caffeine-addicted, Brigitte Bardot-loving France. No wonder why he got punched out when he was over there. And he did. So here's a draft dodger and telling us what we should do. And by the way, here's my... Oh, and Obama. I love when Obama goes into commander-in-chief mode. Twice he reminded us, I got Osama bin Laden. And by the way, who is this guy, Al-Qaeda? I thought Al-Qaeda was dead after they got Osama.
Well, I'll tell you where Al-Qaeda is. They're putting him into Syria and Libya, and that's my question. Romney saying, hey, we're going to get you, Russia. Our troops are in a proxy war in Syria. That's now admitted. Fighting with Al-Qaeda, even the New York Times, months after it was out, admitted it, you know, this Monday. So now it's true, kind of like when Stiglitz says it's a depression. Well, now, oh, my gosh, it's true because they say so, you know, because they control reality. But, I mean, the craziness of our troops fighting by Al-Qaeda in Syria, and then Hillary says, we've got to go into Syria, they're Al-Qaeda, and we got to go into Iran, they're Al-Qaeda, knowing Iran is Shiite, arch-enemies of Al-Qaeda. I'm not defending Iran. They talk to us because they know, Gerald, the general public doesn't know how to find their butt with both hands.
You got it. You got it. And that's what they do. So where is it going? Oh, this is the other thing where I have a real beef. They're spending this baloney, nothing, moronic presidential reality show. They're spending $2.5 billion with a B, in advertising. You know where the advertising's going? That's to pay the prostitutes. You pay the prostitutes to do your dirty work. So, here we have the prostitutes, whether it's the Guy Lear or Candy Crowley or the last one. Where do they come up with, I got the questions, and I decide what I'm going to ask. Hey, how about the rest of us? What do you mean?
Hey, don't talk bad about Aleister Crowley. He's got a lot of followers.
What?
I'm calling her Aleister Crowley. No, I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Here they are, Alex. The networks are running the campaigns. Let's get this straight. They're getting all the money to run the ads. All the debates are being run by the networks. They used to be the debates. Most people are too young to remember. They used to be run by the League of Women Voters. That's right. Before the Democratic and Republican Mafia took it over. This is just a stage two-bit show. They're delivering nothing. Nothing of substance comes out of these. Again, it's the same campaign rhetoric. So where's it going? I mentioned the rise in crime. It's up 18%. Violent crime is up 18%. How about the new housing numbers that came out today? They're down almost 2%. You look at the unemployment numbers that you keep mentioning and just mentioned. Oh, they readjusted them. They went back up again. You're looking, what, about 388,000 people a week going on unemployment. You look at one issue after the other. There is no recovery. It's a cover-up. So now let's see what else is going on. Oh, isn't it great? They have China and Japan fighting each other. Hey, sound familiar? Couldn't be because the United States is opening up bases over there in Australia. They've announced that they're, after being defeated in Afghanistan and Iraq, destabilizing the Middle East.
Hey, let's take on China. They got thousands of nukes and 1,300,000,000 people. Let's start a fight with them.
Exactly. We failed over there. Let's fail real big. Let's get Japan, our little proxy puppet over there, and have them steal a two-bit island, say that they paid for it, so they could start clashing between each other. And boy, this thing's coming down big. The Chinese aren't letting it go away. And think of the stupidity of the psychopaths. China's one of Japan's biggest markets. Now the people in China aren't buying Japanese stuff. And remember what I said, and you see it happening. The crash of 29, the panic of 08, same. The panic's followed by depression. We're in a depression. Oh, even Stiglitz says it now. Currency wars. listen to the head of the financial, head of the Brazilian government, the finance minister, Manteiga. We're in a currency war. The United States, Europe, China, they're all devaluing their currencies. China just lowered interest rates twice in the last week and a half. They're flooding money into the system to prop it up. Currency wars, same thing. Panic of 08, crash of 29. Depression, currency wars, trade wars. You hear Mittens and you hear Obama bashing China. The trade wars are heating up. World war. How many more pieces have to be put together? We talked about what's going on in Spain, what's going on in Greece, what's going on in Portugal. Millions of people are taking to the streets in desperation. They have nothing. They have nothing. Oh, and this banking deal that was just done in Brussels, you know what the European Stability Mechanism means in outside of white shoe boy language? It's very simple. We're going to tax you more. We're going to cut your pensions, your benefits. We're going to raise your retirement age till after you die. We're going to take every penny that you have. We're going to buy worthless bonds with the money. Oh, and we're going to deposit it directly into the accounts of the bankers. And we're going to pay them interest for the money they lost in between.
Yeah, so we bail. I mean, explain that slowly, though. We bail out the mega banks. The media tells us we're lazy and that we're in debt. 90%+ of the money goes directly to the bankers, who then bail us out, but then the money goes back to them because we bailed them out. It's fraud within fraud within fraud. It makes Bernie Madoff look like a saint, and the general public doesn't care because they think Al-Qaeda is hiding in their underwear.
Yeah, exactly. And then when you keep piling on to that one, and then we heard the Grand Madame, Christine Lagarde, the head of the IMF.
You're not working hard enough, you scumbag people in Greece. Enough of your kids aren't starving to death. Your tourism hasn't imploded enough. Give me more money. You need to work 6-7 days a week.
And pay your taxes. As she doesn't pay a penny in taxes.
Oh, because the EU wrote the rules where the bureaucrats don't pay taxes.
Exactly.
Just like the big banks don't pay taxes. Oh!
You used the word, by the way, also in the debate, the issues that they talked about, none of the major issues. And you just used the word so now I could say it. What they talked about in that last debate, so much about gun control. People have no jobs. They're losing their homes. Elderly people can't pay their property taxes, school taxes. They're throwing them out of their houses. They're taking them. Kids are going to college. 50% of them are getting out and they're taking, they get the jobs, have jobs that are paying high school level wages. These are facts. And we know they're talking about gun control. Let's talk about 20 minutes on gun control and contraception. And I realized why Obama and Romney spoke so much about contraception. Because the word you just used, both of them are scumbags. That's what they talk about. None of the big issues. So, as we're looking around the world and what's going on, we're at war. There's a war in Yemen, a war in Bahrain. Syria, they've destroyed Syria. And who's destroying it? The United States and the Arab Little League. And by the way, IMF is International Mafia Federation. That's what it is. They take your money. They're the loan sharks of last resort. Then you have, as I mentioned, all the other wars going on. They're taking us to war. You keep talking about it over and over again, how they grope us, how they surveil us, how they demean us, how they keep pushing us down so we have no dignity, courage, respect, or integrity left and bow to their wishes. That's what's going on. It's in front of everyone's eyes, but no one wants to call a spade a spade.
And it's building towards a crescendo now. I mean, they're rolling out the troops on the streets, the TSA, the forced inoculations of kids. That's totally illegal all over the country. They're just shooting kids out of public schools. I mean, government has put out the green light. They're not going to get in trouble for Fast and Furious. They've just put the green light out. Hey, it's time to just go crazy.
Yeah. And, oh, you just, nobody gets, you haven't seen any heads roll on Wall Street. I love it. They're all talking about, you know, what has to be done on what. They have a free hand. Oh, and by the way, one of the reasons that's given why John the Slime Corzine was never even brought in for questioning, besides him being a bundler for Obama, besides him being the former CEO of the Goldman Sachs gang, besides him being the senator and governor of New Jersey, the same law firm that represents MF Global is the white-collar law syndicate, one of the top ones in the country. And you know who used to work there? It's such a surprise. Eric Holder, our attorney general.
Oh.
Yeah. Couldn't be. No. How dare you insinuate that?
He's a good man.
Yeah. And just because they're doing business with MF Global, and that's the law firm that he came from, the whole thing is one club. It's not a revolving door. It's one door. It's the banking door. Hey, you know that cover that we had on the Trends Journal that got so much popularity, that wonderful Anthony Frieda cover.
Yes, we'll punch it up.
Christ whipping the money changers out of the temple. Think about it, Alex. This has been going on as old as civilization. The money changers are in charge. I just did a show out of Australia, ABC Australia, and when I went on, the host played a song. I never heard this song. It was a Woody Guthrie song. And it was a Woody Guthrie song about the money changers.
Hey, tell us the name. We'll pull it up on YouTube.
I don't know. He just played the song. See if they could find it.
Woody Guthrie on Bankers. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente. We'll see if we can find that. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Be part of history.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water, but do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I'm a jolly banker. Or the banker's lament. You can call it either one you want to. And, let's see here. How that goes. I'm trying to sing it then. My name is Tom Cranker, and I'm a jolly banker. I'm a jolly banker of mine. I safeguard the farmers and widows and orphans, singing, I'm a jolly banker. Sailing and crops they are failing. I'm a jolly banker am I. I check up your shortage and bring down your mortgage, singing, I'm a jolly banker am I. When money you're needing and mouths you are feeding, I'm a jolly banker am I.
Gerald, is that the song you're talking about, Jolly Banker?
Christ, what is it? Christ for President is the song. That's the name of the song, Christ for President.
Christ for President. Well, we'll find that one. Yeah, this is Woody Guthrie, Jolly Banker, but we'll find Christ for President and play that later. Getting back in this little short segment, the one segment we have left after that, I got to go at 5 after, and then we've got Michael Bagnarek coming up. It's part of the 48-hour transmission. I'm a little bit dingy here, but we are, of course, blasting out right now on the AM and FM dial. Don't forget, we're doing a fundraiser to get the satellite uplinks and buy some of the expensive TV equipment we need. We couldn't do it without you. We do this once a year. It's the 5th annual Money Bomb. We'd like to get in a position of not doing these, but we do it once a year. Please donate, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, if you think what we're doing here is important and want to contribute towards it. I know government comes and takes your money and uses it against you. We're just asking, not if you're not in, you know, good straits. I know a lot of you aren't, but people out there that have small businesses, people that are successful, people that have been able to make it despite all the government corruption, you better belly up and vote with your dollars, folks, because there's nowhere else that gets this much information out, the type of guests we have on, like Gerald Celente and others. So InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Gerald, continuing here, I mean, there's so much to talk about. What's your take on the Iran thing? I mean, how fast that could happen? I guess they want to get Syria out of the way and get Al-Qaeda in charge there. And then I guess in a year after that, they'll be bombing Syria again to get rid of the Al-Qaeda they put in. That's already started in Libya. I mean, where do you see this military madness going?
Well, it's again, it's World War III. Will they attack Iran? I don't know. You know, who knows? But as I say, if they do, our lives won't be worth anything anymore, because you know how they say, Alex, that generals always fight the last war?
Yes.
They're doing it again. They're fighting the last war. If there's a war against Iran, these are the Persians. There's 70 million of them. Very intelligent people. This isn't Iraq with 26 million people and a very different country. This is a very sophisticated society. You're going to see weapons. You know, when I wrote Trends 2000 back in 1996, I wrote about all the weapons of mass destruction, all the suitcase-sized nukes that were being sold on the black market when the Soviet Union fell apart. They're still out there. And they're more sophisticated. So the next war is going to go, you know, boom goes London, boom Paris. You're going to see suitcase-sized nukes blowing off. You're going to see dirty bombs. You're going to see weapons of mass destruction, biological warfare. It's going to be uncontrollable. And, of course, they'll come out with the lines, we're going to be able to fix it. Like our commander-in-chief just said on the comedy show the other night, about how they're going to fix the problem when 4 Americans get killed. Hey, how about all the other Americans getting killed? Oh, that's all right. They're only soldiers. They don't care. They're not ambassadors. That's the other thing, by the way, it really gets me. An ambassador gets killed. Maron! Oh, oh my God, the ambassador.
Oh my gosh, oh, it's so horrible. One of the bureaucratic, you know, succubus corps. Stay there, back in 60 seconds with Gerald Celente.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, a book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.